We are blessed that you have tuned in to Take Time for Jesus. We pray that you will be inspired by the message. Our goal is to preach Jesus to this lost and dying world. At the end of the broadcast, we will give you our address where you can email us and the P.O. box where you can write to us.
Well, praise the Lord. Once again, it's Take Time for Jesus, and we just praise God today to know that He is still on the throne and in control of all things. The God of this world is trying desperately to destroy and to bring forth destruction upon the world any way He can, upon God's people and them that will listen to Him. He will bring them forth into destruction. But my friend, today the Word of God is truth, and it will be stand when everything else is done away with. We got to trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Heavenly Father put on the robe of flesh and came down to die for you and I on Calvary's cross. A lot of people think that this is that and one thing or another about the Godhead, but the fullness of God, according to the writings of the Scriptures in Timothy, it pleased God that all the fullness of Godhead dwelt in the man called Jesus, or in Jesus Christ. So, my friend, it's either the Word of God is truth and let all men be liars, or some people are just trying to follow what the nature of man is to bring forth and therefore distort just take the Scriptures out of context, is what I'm trying to say, and make it to be something that it's not. God was manifested in the flesh. He was a spirit in the beginning and created everything by His word and brought forth. And when He seen that the sacrifice of the end, all sacrifices had to be made, that it came forth and it had to be made in something that was perfect. And God was perfect, but yet He was a spirit. Be impossible to nail a spirit to the cross, so He made Himself a body. And when He was baptized of John in the River Jordan there, the spirit as a form of a dove came and remained on Him. And John recorded this, and he said, the voice out of heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He was talking about the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of the living God. And when people are filled with His Spirit, it's not that He's becomes God, but the Spirit of God dwells in Him. So therefore, that we have become sons of God by this thing that God said that He would give us power to become sons of God. So it's the Spirit of God, my friend. It's not the flesh. The flesh is going to go back to the dust according to the Word of God, but the soul of man will live either in hell or in heaven eternally. Heaven is going to be a new place wherein God has created it all new and separate from what is today. And the God of this world today is trying to destroy all He can that calls upon the name of the Lord. And the time was coming that we got to look into and know that the things that are being fulfilled in the Far East today, as we know as Jerusalem and Arabia and those countries over there in that part of the world, is we got to understand Ezekiel 38. Told us about these things and that how that they would be. Now, a lot of people don't realize it, but Ezekiel's prophecy has beginning to be fulfilled in most of it, and we got to realize that Ezekiel was a prophet of God, and God spoke to him and told him about the things that were to come, and this was over 2,000 years ago, my friend. Well, the thing of it is that these nations have come against God's people from the beginning, are still against His people, and the Jewish people was God's chosen people to bring forth and to show the world that they should be an example, but because of their unbelief, because of their lack of understanding the Word of God, because they wanted to be something special, seemingly. God allowed them the veil to come over them to where they couldn't see Him, so they rejected the only begotten of God, Jesus Christ, that when He come into this world, they was expecting a Messiah, but when He came and presented Himself, they called Him everything but the Messiah. But my friend, today He's still God in the flesh, and He's still God all over the world, and He's going to be that God that's going to bring forth all of the fulfillment of His word. And Ezekiel, when God told Ezekiel to set his face against Gog in the land of Magog, well, Noah's people at that time, now, there's been a lot of other preachers that have brought this forth, my friend. It's not I only, but there's been others that have brought it forth. I've listened to them on the TV. Now, unfortunately, I'm not on television, but by the means that God has supplied for me to get out and confirm these things, that it's not only I, but many preachers have preached this same message. I heard one the other night that I thought was real well about it and everything, but Gog is a part of the descendants of Noah when the flood was over with, and we got to realize that north of Jerusalem is Russia, south of Jerusalem is Egypt, and the kings of the north and the kings of the south have come up with a pact that they're going to come together, but it's going to be some times of trouble there, and it's upon us this day and time, my friend. Gog and Magog has been against the Jewish people. Germany tried to Hitler in his reign tried to exterminate them. Iran wanted to kill them. Persia was one of the ones that in the Bible during Esther's time that made a pact that with the king there to destroy all the Jews. And so it's imminent, my friend, that God's going to bring forth judgment upon them that tries to destroy His people that He chose out of the world through Abraham and brought forth. But He promised Abraham, made a covenant with him, that out of his seed that all nations would be blessed. Now, those nations that disregard God, they've got other gods they claim to be God, and they worship them. It's not, they've got the opportunity to go to the true living God and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. But the thing of it is, they will not hear to it, and they are going to fit up into this here thing that God told Ezekiel that He was going to bring all these nations against the nation of Israel, and they're going to come to try to destroy it. And God's anger is going to come up in Him, and He's remembered of how all these others have tried to destroy His people in the years past. And this fierceness of His anger is going to come up in His face, and He's going to destroy and leave but a sixth part of them. That's going to be a devastating thing there when these people come up against Jerusalem and think that they are going to kill them. Now, we've got our Secretary of State has been pushing the Palestinians and the Jewish nation for a peace, and he brought forth there and made it. He was so sure that he was going to have this peace agreement with them in April the 15th, I believe it was, but now it seems to be put on hold for a while because they've not come to no understanding about this matter. So God's time is not man's time, and God's ways are not man's ways. And Kerry and anybody else that tries to force something or other that is not in the plan of God, then God's going to have His way, irregardless of who the man is or where he come from or what he's trying to do. It will not happen until God's time is fulfilled into what He has already said in the Scriptures 2,000 years or better ago. The prophets of old was given unto us in the Bible that the things that would come in the latter days. Now, we're living in the latter days where some people may not want to realize it, but Ezekiel was told that he told him, he said, in the latter days. He brought forth there did Ethiopia, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya, them with all the shields and the helmets, Gomer and his band, which Gomer now is Germany, we call it, and his band of Tugra and North Quarters and his bands and many people with him. Then they're going to come against Israel in order to annihilate her. We know that how many nations here recently have said that they wanted to annihilate Israel. Well, my friend, I got news for them people. God is not going to stand by and let no nation or a congregation of nations destroy his first chosen people to be an example to the world. And because they failed, just like Adam did, he failed one test, Israel failed many, and the United States and other countries are no differently. We have become thinking that we are some kind of superpower naturally or whatever, and God's the only superpower. The God of this world thinks that he's going to rule the world, but he's going to come to the place that we're in, that God's going to bind him and cast him into hell along with all the other unbelievers. My friend, we've come to the place to where the scripture is being fulfilled that Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24, as in the days of Noah. It was marriage and giving in marriage and all kinds of sins being committed and everything. We're there. Then he comes along again and says, as the time of Noah and of Sodom and the days of Lot, rather, we're there. All of our states around and about, even to England and several other countries, have become to recognize and embrace this same-sex marriages and everything. And this is totally against God's will, my friend. He didn't make man and to be man and man. He made man and then he made the woman from the man and he brought them together in a union to replenish the earth. God said them that goes with this here idea of, if you read in the book there of Romans, the first chapter, you find out that this was, I consider, one of the sins, if not the only one. It was a sin unto death. My friend, today people are embracing this kind of stuff, and it's going on. It's immoral. And we got to realize that these things have been going on, and God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for it because of that. And we're coming to the place that we're in, that we've got Noah's day and Sodom today, the days of Lot, all mixed up together, and it's coming to be a thorn in the flesh of the Almighty God, and his sins is beginning to come up as a stink in his nostrils, and he's going to judge the world because of the way that they have allowed the God of this world to bring them in and deprave them from the worship of true worship of God, and bringing in so many other doctrines that they have led astray into every wind of doctrine and every kind of thing to worship other gods, and God's going to put an end to it, my friend. He told Ezekiel there that he was going to bring them up against Israel. He's going to bring them as a cloud and a storm, in other words. Going to bring them up, and it's going to be an unnumberable number, but it does number them, but it's going to bring these nations with all kinds of armor and all kinds of things. But the scripture says that when it's all over and done with, that he's going to drive them apart, he's going to destroy them and leave but a sixth part of them. But it's going to take the children of Israel 7 months to bury the dead, and it'll take them 7 years to burn all the equipment that they brought with them to destroy Israel. Now, who is right and who is wrong? The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let it be established. God has promised it. There's many preachers today are preaching it. The word of God has backed it up. So now, what are we going to believe? Are we going to believe what the God of this world and these here people that thinks that they're so hepped upon things, like these people that comes up and tries to prove God is non-existent because of the scientific things that they come up with and deprive people and try to fool them into this and that and one thing or another, and bringing forth the people's minds to deprive them from the truth of God's word. Well, we've come to be a nation that has become lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They're inventing things all over the world today to bring forth and give people a thrill and to all kinds of things to make them, to draw them away from the congregation that God wanted them to be in. And they are forgetting the assembling together and to hear the truth of God's word. The truth of God's word, my friend, is going to be fulfilled, whether you or I one like it or not. It's going to be fulfilled. And I rejoice in the fact to know that it is being fulfilled right today in our present time. We're living at the time that Ezekiel's prophecy will completely be fulfilled, and the nations are trying to come against Israel, and they will. This coalition will be formed. And they, as they said, that we go up against the city unwalled and these things, and they are at peace. But my friend, if this peace treaty comes to be, then that will be the time. The scripture teaches us that when they cry out peace and safety, there will be sudden destruction. What are we going to believe? We're going to believe the politicians and the devil's advocates and these things there? Are we going to take time out to read what the Word of God says and take time for Jesus and give Him some praise and honor and realize that He is the ultimate authority over all things? Or are we just going to go along nonchalant and we think that everything's going to got pan religion, everything's going to pan out? Everything's going to be fulfilled according to God's word, and the sinner and ungodly is going to reap the whirlwind, and that's destruction, cast into outer darkness where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. So, my friend, it's up to you, it's up to me, to what we would choose to do. We choose to serve God and have that hope of eternal life within us, or we choose to go our own merry way, follow the world and all of its traditions and everything, and just die and fade away into the darkness of death, hell, and destruction? My friend, it's your choice and it's mine. It's time we should take care of the business that is at hand. And the business that is at hand, choose you this day to whom you will serve. Tomorrow we may not be here. Tomorrow may never come for some of us. Tomorrow may be too late. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the time that we need to call on the Savior of our soul, the one that died on Calvary's cross and brought us into the light of the gospel by His death, burial, and resurrection. Now, there's been discrimination about that and everything, but I heard say that years ago that there was somebody that got in a question about the God that is true living God, Jesus Christ, and some of these other gods. And they said that they was gods and everything. And the man said, well, Jesus died for us. And they said, well, they died for us. And he said, yeah, but Jesus rose again. And that was the end of the conversation. Those other gods are dead. They've been dead all along, and people just don't realize it. Buddha is a statue, there's no life in him. Muhammad was just a man, just like you and I, and he died, and he's still in the pits of wherever, and he's still in the grave. My friend, today Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross for yours and my salvation, and he's bringing forth all of his truth, and he's going to bring forth this coalition against Israel, and he's going to destroy and leave but a sixth part of them. But I want you to think about it. Whose side are you on? Are you with them that wants to uphold God's truth? Are you going to be with them that wants to destroy everything that God stands for? I hope you're not one of those. I hope you're one of those that will call upon the name of the Lord before it's too late. It's getting time that we should know the truth, and the truth will make us free. It's scripture, my friend. That's why I encourage you to read your Bible, to read it and all. Don't take my word or some other preacher's word for it, but read it firsthand. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he will bring forth the light of the gospel into you if you'll ask him. Receive from him what is in the engrafted word of God and in the pure holiness. God is a holy God. You can't approach him with all of your sins hanging all over you. He didn't come to die for you in your sins. He died for you to save you from your sins. You're not going to be saved in your sins. It's from your sins you're going to be saved. You'll have eternal life. He's not going to allow the old things of this world that people want to hang on to. He's not going to allow it to be into that new kingdom that he's going to set up that Daniel spoke about, that the stone hewed out of the mountain without hands smote the image, is corruption, political thing at the feet, and all the rest of it disappeared and was carried away, done away with. But that rock or stone grew and it filled the whole earth. That's the kingdom of God, my friend. We need to realize whom we're going to serve today. That we're going to serve man and his traditions, or are we going to serve God and his righteousness? It's up to us. And we encourage you, choose to serve the Lord, because there is eternal life. Otherwise, it's eternal damnation. So it's up to you and it's up to I. God made us a free moral agent, and Lucifer was a bright morning star. He chose to be, head of everything, and he got cast out. So where's that going to leave you? If God didn't spare them, you think he's going to spare us? I don't think so. If he cast Lucifer and a third part of the angels out of heaven and cast them into hell, then with their wanting to be a ruler and everything, sin, in other words, pride, you think he's going to let us enter into his kingdom? I don't think so, but it's up to us. He made us and gave us a choice. Choose you this day, as Joshua told the people that there in Israel when they went into the new land, in the promised land. He said, choose you this day to whom you will serve. You're going to serve the God on the other side, or you're going to serve the God in the new one? Jesus Christ came in the flesh, the God that brought them forth, and by the Spirit and the voice that spoke out of the smoke and the things that there on Mount Sinai, when he spoke there to the children of Israel, and it feared so much and quaked so much that even to Moses feared and quaked. My friend, people didn't want to hear him then. Speak to the man, then man tell us. And that's the way it's been ever since. God tried to speak to men's heart years and years ago, and he's still trying to speak to them out of the written letter, but they won't hear to it. Scientists come up, oh, we found new universes up there, and we found this, and we found that, and it's all new. No, it's been there all the time, my friend. God created the heavens and earth and the fullness thereof. When it was created, spoke into his existence, into existence by his word. There's nothing new under the heavens or in the heavens. It's all been there a long time. But fulfillment of the scriptures, knowledge would increase, as he told Daniel, and the increase of knowledge is brought forth, and they put these telescopes up there on these satellites, and it looks further than the human eye can see, or what we have here on the earth. And it looks up in there, and they found these things. And they say it's new. It's been there all the time. We just got to where we can see it. These things are happening. The signs in the heavens and the earth are fully coming upon us, my friend. All these things are being fulfilled. We got to realize that God's word is truth. You need to read it to find out for yourself. You need to get in touch with the Almighty God by seeking him and finding him, and he's always been there. You don't have to go into some kind of ritual, voodoo, hoodoo, or what do to find God. All you got to do is come before him humble in prayer with a contrite heart and a broken heart and a contrite spirit, knowing that you're a sinner, born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and you needed salvation for your soul, calling upon the name of the Lord, the only one that can save you from your sins. He's the only one. Calling upon him from your heart, believing and accepting through faith, the sacrifice that God gave through his only Son, Jesus Christ, that on the cross of Calvary, having faith in his blood, sacrifice that he made, for without the shedding of the blood, there's no remission of sin. So these people that are going to come against Israel, they don't believe this. Many of you out there that probably will hear this broadcast, you may not believe either. I hope you'll believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you'll turn to his word and away from the bigotry of this world and the things that people have come up with to try to lure you into false security, because the only security, my friend, we have is in Christ Jesus. He's the only one that has the word of eternal life, as Peter said when Jesus asked him, "Whom do men say that we are?" And some said they were different prophets and this and everything. And he said, "Well, who do you say that I am?" Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And he said, "Peter, flesh and blood had revealed this, but it's by his Father in heaven." You see, God was a spirit. He remained in heaven, but yet he was full God on the earth in the flesh. So he come to die for you and I. And what we do with that sacrifice is entirely up to us. We can accept it, believe in it, trust in it by faith, and walk by faith in the hope of salvation through Jesus Christ, or we can deny it and deny that God ever existed and go along with these scientific things and they're coming up with and everything. I know some of the things that science has come up with, it holds water, my friend, but some of these other things, trying to disprove that God's existent, he's going to be one of them that's going to be kicking in hell, as the old saying says, kicking in hell and screaming and wishing he had to believe. My friend, it's time we make a choice. These things that are talking about in Ezekiel, the 38th chapter there, and by the way, when 1948, I believe it was, that Israel became a state, Harry Truman was the first to recognize them, and that they taken over most of their land. Well, these Palestinians is trying to say that it belongs to them because they come in there and inhabit it after God had drove his people out and scattered them over the nation. But he told there that he would bring them back to their homeland, and he has done so. Ezekiel prophesied to the dry bones, and when it was all done and come together, it was the whole nation of Israel. And as in 1948, they came and took over, and therefore they become a nation again, and a state there, and they're recognized by the world, and these Palestinians and all these other people that is against them is getting in their minds that God said he would put a thought in their evil thought would come in them, and they would come up against a nation or a city without walls, maybe thinking that they're unprotected. Wall around the city depended on how big, how strong they were. And some of them back in the days had walls thick enough that you could ride six chariots abreast across them. Some of them were somewhat different, but it showed their strength. But I want you to know the God of gods is the strength of Israel, and he's not going to allow these other nations to come in and destroy him as they hope to. My friend, it just ain't going to happen. Oh, there's much to be said. It all can't be said in just one broadcast. And there's, if you listen to some of the other preachers are preaching the unadulterous word of God and bringing forth the scriptures as it is, pay attention to it. They can tell you some of the other stuff that maybe that I may not bring out, but it's all together. And it will be as God has already put in his word. The prophecy that was brought forth in Ezekiel time was over 2,000 years ago, but it's being fulfilled in yours and my day, as it was in Daniel, as it was in many of the prophets of old. And things are being is happening. Isaiah spoke about the virgin having a man child, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which interpreted is God with us. All these things have been fulfilled to some extent, and some of them are being fulfilled today in yours, in my time. I've been around in this old world for over 80 years. My friend, I've seen a lot of changes. I've seen some good and some bad. And we've had some politicians that are crooked as the barrel of snakes in our past. Some of them had been pretty good. Israel had the same thing. When they had a king that stood for the righteousness of God, they prospered, that they was in good standing. But when they had a king that was unruly, ungodly, and fought against God and everything, they become disorganized. And that's where we're at today. We're there at that time when we've got presidents in the past and in right now that don't believe in this word of God, and along with a lot of other people, because they've listened to the god of this world, which is Lucifer, the devil himself, and they thought that they would change times and things like Daniel spoke about, and they're doing it. This one now has done things that others haven't done, and it's bringing forth a destruction upon some of the people. It's going to bring a further destruction. Take heed to the word of God, my friend. Read. Find out who you should go for and who you shouldn't go for. My choice is to go for Jesus. Go for the Lord God of creation. Go for him and all these other men that, just like you and I, flesh and blood, is subject to fall by the wayside in sin and in being entrapped by the god of this world, and put stuff into their mind that they think that they're somebody most important, and they've got their rights, and they can overrule your rights. But the right that God gave us to follow peace with all men. But we ain't following peace with all men. We've put God on the back burner, and we letting the devil, the god of this world, come out front with all of the pleasures of life to soothe the flesh, give it a gay old time, and even to some of the churches have come fall short of the glory of God, and they're teaching other things. They jump, hoop, and yell, and holler, and carry on, and everything, a good feeling. A good feeling is not all there is to it, my friend. Job, he had all, in one day, he lost it all. And he was a very wealthy man of those days, had plenty. But he lost it all. Many people today would fall on their face and commit suicide, as they did in the days of the Depression there, when the banks folded up. They killed themselves because they lost their wealth. Job said, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord." He kept his integrity with God, and in the windup of it, God restored him back more than he had. And this is an example. If we keep our integrity with God and we worship him and him only, giving him our soul, mind, and body, and doing right in his sight, even though if we lose it all in this world, think about the one that he said he would make, a new one, and what we will have in that world. That's where my mind is at. It's not in these things that we presently see. If we have hope only in this world, we're miserable. But I got hope in Christ Jesus that one day that things are going to be, all that's crooked today is going to be made straight, and things are going to be peace, joy, and love in that new Jerusalem, in that new world that God's going to create. It's up to you, my friend. You can choose or you can go by the wayside. But read your word. Read Ezekiel's prophecy. And all the others. Read Isaiah and read the word of God verbatimly. I mean, listen to it and look into it. Then look around at the things that are happening today and see for yourself if the word of God is not being fulfilled in yours and my time that was wrote and prophesied better than 2,000 years ago. I believe you'll find it to be truth if you're honest with yourself. If you be honest with yourself and with God, you will find that the word of God is not going to be lightly took. It's going to bring you to the place to wherein that you will either believe and be saved, or either you'll deny God and be damned. That's up to you. God give you that opportunity. You can choose you this day to whom you serve. If you want to serve him, he will more than gladly accept you. But remember this, if God is so bad and you tried him out and you find it not what you want, the devil will take you back anytime. He'll just take you back and gladly. But in the end, he'll drag you into hell by the foot and beat you in the face with the soot. So now what do you want to do? It's up to you. It's plain, but it's truth. I'm trying to win souls for the kingdom of God. Money is going to be done away with, and all the prosperity of men is going to fail and go down into destruction. The Word of God has given us the opportunity of eternal life, and that, my friend, is the only thing that's going to stand. All of these things that man has created through what the God of this world has gave them the ability to do, and the God in heaven has allowed them to do, and everything is going to go up in smoke. Peter made mention about the present world. The world it was stood in the water and out of the water, but the world now today is kept in reserve against the fire, against that day. And God said he would destroy it. And it's going to come to pass. I don't know the day or the hour, no more than I can tell you to how many days you got to live, no more so than if I got the promise of tomorrow. I can't do that. No other man can. But I want you to know one thing, my friend. If you're here in Christ, you've got eternity waiting for you in the presence of God. But if you're not hid in him, you got eternity in destruction in hell awaiting for you. So there's only two choices. Serve the Lord or disserve him. It's your choice. But I want you to think about it. And when you read Ezekiel and everything, read the whole word, but be most impressed with Ezekiel 36, 37, and 38. And go ahead and read it and pay attention to it. Ask God to give you the knowledge. And you'll find that these things are happening today. They didn't happen 2,000 years ago, although the many people came against Israel and captured them and destroyed them. God let them do it because of their sins. You think that he's going to allow the United States and these other nations to continue in their sin, doing everything against his will and everything, and he's going to let them stand for eternity? I don't think so. I believe God's going to bring an end to it, and its time is coming fastly upon us. The fierceness of his anger has come up, and it's getting worse and worse as the days go by. He said that the things would wax worse. We've come to a falling away period. Even to the churches now can't wait. They'll go into church at maybe 9 o'clock and they won't out by 12, sitting in the restaurant for 2 or 3 hours, talking about anything, everything, and sports mostly. So there you go. But they can't wait to get out of church. They go primarily, a lot of them, to where people will say, well, I've seen you in church and this and that. False religion has come to be engrafted in people's lives. And they want people to think that they are so great because they go to church once or maybe twice a week. But revivals is something other that's in the past. You can't hardly get pastors of the church anymore to allow a week's revival, let alone 2 weeks, like it used to be when I was a young man. And have them in brush arbors and under tents. They'd go there and camp meetings and everything and go for weeks at a time, rejoicing and fulfilling the scriptures and allowing God to bless them, people being healed, blind eyes being opened, people being born again of the water and of the Spirit, being filled with the Holy Ghost and all. You don't have it anymore because they ain't got time for God. They're taking time for everything else. Pleasures of life have entered into the church. They bring things into the church that shouldn't have never been. People bringing snakes into church. Oh, my friend, it's time we got to realize that God is not going to be mocked. He's not going to be tempted. And he's not going to allow these people that's foolishness and everything to go unchecked. He's going to bring forth death and destruction upon a world of unbelieving people. We got to realize that he is sovereign. He can do without us, but my friend, you and I need him. Need him, desperately need him, especially in these days. We've always needed him, but We need him more now than we've ever needed him before to help us to get through the perils of this life that is bringing upon us, and destruction of this world is coming forth. All these other countries coming up with nuclear power. What do you think is going to happen when two or three of them start pushing buttons and sending nuclear missiles across into other countries and everything? What do you think is going to happen? Oh, I hate to think about it, but it's going to be destruction. One way to annihilate them, but God's going to bring an end to all of this. My friend, let me encourage you, read your word of God. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ from a broken heart and a contrite spirit, not just by merely raising your hand and saying, Lord Jesus, come into my life, and somebody tell you you're on your way to heaven. You ain't going to inherit heaven anyway. The meek and the lonely is going to inherit the new earth, the new, that what God said he would create it all new after he's destroyed this one. So now, which is it going to be? Read your Bible. Find out. Learn from it. And obey the scriptures that you may have life and have it eternally and more abundantly. Abundant life to me is to be in the presence of my Savior, my Lord and my God, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Therefore, there is still going to be an abundant life, and I give God the praise and the glory for it all. I just thank him today for his blessings that he bestowed upon me. I'm not a rich man. I don't own a Cadillac or Mercedes-Benz or Rolex watch and all these things. I don't live in a mansion. I live in just a common, ordinary dwelling and everything. Because of the prices went up one time, they got it in there where it was one thing, but now today probably be lucky if it's $30,000 got value. But that's all right. It's a roof over my head, and I'm comfortable with it. God has supplied my needs, so what have I got to worry about? Only thing that I worry about is winning a soul for the kingdom of God, looking unto him to be the author and the finisher of our faith. My wife and I, we do what we can for the glory of God. Jesus gave when he was speaking about the man that owned the property at all, he left. He gave one man a talent of five, one two, and one talent. Well, I ain't got much talent, but I'm using what he gave to me for the kingdom of God to impress on you the best I know how. So at least maybe I come under the category of the two in that sense, because I'm using what he has allowed me to have and blessed me with to further his kingdom. I haven't taken it out and buried it like so many of you have into the earth to save it up to wherein that you can have that one and haven't accumulated anything else. The one with the five, he gained five. Oh, and the one with the one, it was took away from him and gave to the one with the five. My friend, so is your talent going to be took away from you? Oh, these here things that these people come up with, these here, in these here programs that people going in there with this here icons and American Idol and all that kind of stuff. They worship in the God of this world in all of their glory and everything, but it'll be taken away from them if they don't change their mind and get God in their lives. It'll be taken away from them. They say, oh, well, we're Christian. You can't prove it. If you was brought into jail to prove whether you was a Christian or not, would there be enough evidence in your life, or would to prove that you are, to convict you, to put you in jail for being a Christian? Or would you say, oh, no, no. That's what the world is doing today. These American idols and all these kind of stuff are going to go up in smoke, my friend. But it's time we got together, reading the Word of God and bringing forth and seeing the fulfillment of God's Word being fulfilled in yours and my day. Jesus is coming soon, and ain't no power on earth going to keep him from doing it. As the song says, that they crucified him, but they buried him. He said, but what, no power on earth to keep him in the ground. He come forth, and before he ascended, he first descended, and he took the keys of death and hell from the devil. And he holds it, my friend, and he's going to bring forth a victory over death, hell, and the grave, And he's going to look back over and he said, oh, grave, where is death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Because it's all in the hands of God. So where are you going to be? You going to be on the victory side or you going to be on the downside? It's up to you, my friend. Read your Bible. Look into the scriptures. Seek God and for him and to lead and direct you into the path of righteousness for his name's sake and for the salvation of your soul. It's time we take in record of ourselves. Take inventory. What is your life like? Is it because it's the joy of this world and you think you have eternal life? Go to the cemetery. There's a lot of them out there that's put there thinking the same thing. On the resurrection morning is going to bring forth the truth of who he is and who ain't. Because when the trumpet of God sounds and he appears in the clouds of glory as the lightning shines from the east to the west, and when he calls forth and the dead in Christ rise first, it's going to make a difference. Them that are still alive remain to be changed. The ones in the grave is going to come from corruption. Them that are of mortal body is going to be changed from mortal to immortality, and they will meet the Lord in the air. But the second resurrection, death and hell and the grave will give up, and then they'll be judged, and then it'll be cast into hell again, which is the second death. Where are you going to stand? You're going to be in the first resurrection, or are you going to be in the second one? Many people today say the first resurrection happened when Jesus was buried, but that's not the one he speaks about in Revelations, my friend. There was many of the dead was raised at his resurrection. Many of the saints were seen walking in the streets of Jerusalem. But I want you to know that's not the dead in Christ. That's not the first resurrection that Revelation speaks about. And when the second one comes forth and it's cast into hell, death, hell, and the grave, that is the second death. My friend, it's time we pay attention to the Word of God. Quit listening to all this here fundamental things of every wind of doctrine, and they're coming up with this and that, trying to delude you because the God of this world is in their minds, and they're trying to win all they can, mostly your money. Make them a big name for themselves here in this world. Now, there's some of them fellas out there that they've got big churches and they have and everything, but they preach the truth. God's going to bless and he's going to curse. He's going to curse them that tells lies, and he'll bless them that stands for the truth. And I've been blessed all the days of my life because my needs have been met. I'm not rich, but I'm rich in Christ. And I have God in me, and that's more than any money can buy in this world. But my needs have been met, and I thank God for it. And I give him the praise and the glory. I know our time is running short, but I want my wife to have some time here. But we do appreciate those that have emailed us through the broadcast, and we've gotten it on our computer, and those that have contacted us in other ways. We appreciate it. We encourage you to let us hear from you. We take these prayer requests seriously, my friend, and we pray about them, and we ask God to meet the need of that request, and we just give him the glory and the praise. We'd like to hear from you. And God be blessed, and you be blessed of the Lord Jesus. And pay attention to what the Scriptures has to say, because in them it will speak of eternal life. In them, in the volume of the book, you're going to find Jesus Christ from Genesis to Revelations and all in between. So be aware. When you read it, ask God for leadership and guidance. Don't be disturbed if something other that you think it shouldn't be, but it is, because God is the author and the finisher of our faith. If you believe in him, trust in him, there's nothing going to disturb you that's written in God's word, but it's going to bring you to the place we knowing today that the redemption of the saints of God draweth nigh, because the time of the end is upon us, and all the prophecy of the prophets of Ezekiel, Daniel, and Jeremiah, and Isaiah and others have been coming to pass, my friend, and they're coming upon us fastly. Read the Word of God. Read what Jesus confirmed when he walked on earth concerning the prophets of old. I want you to understand the Word of God is truth. If you look to him, he will lead you and guide you. So my wife's got something or other here, so I'm going to let her have it there. May God bless you. Write to us if you will. And God bless you and keep you is our prayer until next time. Here's my wife.
Well, praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord again for this opportunity that I can share with you what the Lord has laid on my heart. I appreciate the email that we got from the lady up in London. It says, to the Compton ministers, I don't want to take much of your time, but I want to say hello and thanks for being on the radio when I need you and God so much. Sister, you're not taking up our time, as I've said before. Our time is God's time, 24 hours a day. We've got telephones everywhere, and we're not going to give our phone number over the internet like a lot of them do, but you can email us and we'll pray for you. Any emails we get, whether there be prayer requests or whatever, we take them to the Lord because we know that God put it on your heart to contact us, and we just thank the Lord for every one of you out there. And I just want to say that you can get us on the internet at www.phoenixbroadcasting.com, and it take time for Jesus. And you can go in there and you can read what people have written to us and everything. But I just thank the Lord for his love and his mercies and keeping us all these many years that we've been in this world. But I want to share with you an article here on the last chapter. And I'm very guilty of the same thing, but you read the last chapter first when you start to read a book. It takes the anxiety out of the reading, and so, you know what is at the end of the book, and they'll have, well, you should read the rest of it when it comes to the Bible. Read it from the Genesis 1:1 to Revelations 20 and 21. But so it is with Christians. Because we know the end of the story, we can be centers of peace in the midst of utter chaos, calm in the face of disaster. The Apostle Paul calls this attitude moderation in Philippians 4 and 5. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. It's a term that implies peace under pressure. It refers to the calm and deliberate strength with which we meet the disquieting circumstances of our days. Kingdoms may fall, friends may falter, churches may fold, oceans may rise, and mountains may crumble, but we can be at peace. How do we maintain such composure? By remembering that the Lord is at hand in Philippians 4 and 5. He is near. Our Lord is standing just outside the door, ready to burst through, turn everything that's wrong right side up. Then this world and all its troubles will become the kingdom of our Lord, and the earth will be filled with knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In Habakkuk 2:14, Jesus said, Revelations 22:20, surely I come quickly. Today could be that day. It's the very last thing he said in the very last chapter of his book, the Bible. No doctrine is more closely linked to practical daily living than that of the Lord's return. And we know that times are coming short. There's earthquakes and all kinds of disasters that are happening around about the world that has really never happened before. But the Bible said there'll be earthquakes in diverse places. Some people say divers, which means water. No, diverse means many different ones. But we just appreciate everything the Lord's done for us. And if you want to help us, it would be appreciated. But the Lord's provide. There's many people say, well, if I wouldn't get all the help, the financial money that I need, I wouldn't preach the word. But Jesus said to preach the word, be instant in season. And he also said that he would supply our needs. And I just thank the Lord for it. Today's the day of salvation. Jesus said, repent or ye shall likewise perish. And I'm telling you today that except you repent, you'll not make it. You can do good. You can do whatever you want to do. But if you haven't repented and asked God to forgive you of all your sins and everything, you will go down in destruction. The Bible says, repent or you'll likewise perish. If you want to write to us, our email address is ecompton31@yahoo.com. If you'd like to send me something that I can use on the broadcast, or if you want to help us, it would be greatly appreciated. Take Time for Jesus, Post Office Box 17272, Tampa, Florida 33682. And we have church on Saturday and Sunday night. If you live in the Tampa Bay area, it's at 7:30, where the Word of God is preached, and we lift up the name of Jesus. We don't have any contemporary music, but we have songs that uses the word Jesus. And that's who we need to put our eyes and our focus on, Jesus Christ. He's so real to me. I cannot tell you enough about him.
Praise God. It's good to come to your homes by the way of communications as the Lord is preside. But I'm glad today to know that God is still on the throne and he's in control. As my wife said, if you'd like to write to us, you give the address. But my friend, be aware of the things that is happening around and about us, and know for sure that the end is upon us, and we're fastly coming to the end of the decade or the age, and we need to realize and believe what is put in the scriptures, calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God richly bless you and keep you, and our prayers is with you, and we thank God for you. Each and every one. May God bless.
We pray that we have said something today to point you to Calvary and draw you closer to Jesus. If you feel led of the Lord to help us get this gospel out, make your love gift to Take Time for Jesus, P.O. Box 17272, Tampa, Florida 33682. And if you want to write to us or send us prayer requests, you may do so at ecompton31@yahoo.com. That's ecompton31@yahoo.com.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are